In the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified, resurrected, ascended, and reigning Lord. Amen. Our text is Psalm 133. As we chanted Psalm 133 a few minutes ago, you may have experienced a sense of unity or harmony, for we are worshipers together. Harmony or unity in all aspects of life is something to strive for here at the seminary, in local congregations, and in our homes. Taking the time to meditate on Psalm 133 can provide insight and instruction for us this morning. A literal translation of the last part of verse 1 of the Hebrew reads, "To dwell or live brothers even together." The LSB, the Lutheran Study Bible, which uses the ESV, the English Standard Version, translates the words as "when brothers dwell in unity," with the ESV itself providing the footnote, "dwell together." The first part of verse 1 describes this relationship of unity or harmony as good and pleasant. The key word which appears again in verse 2 is the word good, tov in the Hebrew. The word tov appears around 300 times in the Old Testament. Of interest to me is the first appearance of tov in the first chapter of Genesis, where the Creator describes the results of his individual creative activities as tov, as good. At the end of chapter 1, God refers to his completed creative activity as tov me'oth, very good. The use of tov in verse 1 suggests to me that unity, harmony, concordia is a creation of God. The unity or harmony of brothers is followed by two comparisons. In verse 2, the unity or harmony of brothers is compared to something that is, according to LSB, precious. Here the Hebrew has the second tov. The unity or harmony of brothers is indeed, tov is indeed good. In verse 3, the second comparison is to dew, water, that refreshes and sustains. I found Luther's comments on the dew helpful, the word dew helpful. In his comments on the use of the word dew in Psalm 110, verse 3, Luther writes, "Surely it is God's own work that the dew comes down every morning. It is the gentlest kind of rain, the noblest water or juice, which refreshes grass and foliage and the whole earth, and saves all growing things against the heat of the day." The end of the quotation. Dew or water serves as a reminder of the water and the words of holy baptism, through which the Holy Spirit brought us into a vital relationship with the Holy Trinity and into fellowship with all believers, past and present. Zion is the church, which represents the life and fellowship of the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, into which the Holy Spirit has brought us. The Lord, referred to in this psalm, is Yahweh, the covenant God, who through Jesus Christ has instituted for us the covenant of the Lord's Supper. As members of the body of Christ, we can experience unity, harmony, concordia, as we worship together in liturgical settings, study together in Bible classes, take time for family devotions. The final goal, the ultimate goal, is the gift of the full experience of eternal life. Jesus Christ gained eternal life for us through his perfect life, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Eternal life began in us when the Holy Spirit worked faith in us. The full experience of eternal life will be ours when Jesus Christ returns to claim his church. Life forever, life together. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified, risen, ascended, reigning, and returning Lord and God, amen.